Hello, welcome back to Mr. Jeffreyon's World History Podcast. This is episode 38, and it is the final episode of the season. This episode deals with the end of the Cold War, along with the increased globalization and change that is seen in the more modern world. If you would like to submit a question for the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH, or simply email mrjeffreyon@gmail.com. The end of the Cold War came about with the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe and Russia. Eastern and Central Europe experienced various revolutions during this age. In Poland, the Polish trade union Solidarity movement opposed the Communist Party rule and forced multi-party elections. Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and Romania soon did the same. The conflicts in Europe led to both velvet, bloodless, and violent revolutions. Following the Cold War, East and West Germany were reunited after the fall of the Berlin Wall. The collapse of the Soviet Union came with Gorbachev's social and economic reforms. Despite the attempt at reforms, the economy was inefficient, the military spending was too high, and the standard of living was greatly declining. Gorbachev attempted perestroika, a term meaning restructuring, to describe the efforts to decentralize the failing economy. However, the restructuring led to hostilities from those who had high positions within the centralized government. Gorbachev's attempts at glasnost, or openness to public criticism, also caused much controversy between those who had power within the communist regime and the people living under the communist rule. Glasnost led to a wave of criticism about the party and the government, and an increase in previously suppressed nationalist sentiments, especially with ethnic minorities. However, these were not the only pressures faced by the Soviet system. Conflicts between the Soviets and Afghanistan also aided in this collapse. In an attempt to preserve the Marxist regime in Afghanistan, the Soviets launched an invasion that began a 9-year battle against the Mujahideen, or Islamic warriors, who were aided by the United States, Pakistan, China, and Saudi Arabia. By 1986, Soviet forces pulled out of the conflict, and by 1989, there was a full withdrawal. Back in the Soviet Union, an attempted coup by Soviet hardliners to overthrow Mikhail Gorbachev failed. The Communist Party was dismantled by Boris Yeltsin, the leader of the Russian Republic, and the regions of ethnic groups all gained independence, thus bringing an end to the Soviet Union. This more modern time period also witnessed great changes to the global economy. The collapse of communism led to expanding trade, greater foreign investments, and privatization of industry. Free trade, which is trade without state-imposed restrictions, also saw an increase, as did organizations and corporations that promote it. The General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT, was created in 1947 to promote free trade. In 1994, GATT members formed the World Trade Organization. A new economy, a global economy, formed as corporations expanded and began to treat the entire world as a single market. This allowed them to take advantage of regional markets and exploit cheaper labor and resources. The global economy also brought an increased economic growth to Asia. After the war, Japan had few resources and did not have an overseas empire. However, it benefited from aid, investment, and protection offered by the U.S. In order to attempt to enhance their economy, Japan became more export-oriented. They started off with labor-intensive exports such as steel, textiles, and iron. However, they later focused more on capital-intensive and technology-intensive exports. Japan experienced rapid economic growth between the 1960s and the 1980s. However, it encountered a recession in the 1990s. The increase in global economy also brought about the rise of the Four Little Tigers: Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan. The Four Little Tigers followed the Japanese model of an export-oriented economy, and by the 1990s became highly competitive and were joined by Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. Following the death of Mao Zedong, China began to rise as an economic power. By the late 1970s, China was open to foreign investments and technology. China shifted to a market economy and offered cheap labor, along with vast domestic markets. However, the globalization of the economy made Asia more vulnerable to global forces. In 1997, investors withdrew from Thailand and a ripple effect ensued, causing a contraction of the other Asian economies. Economics and trading alliances and organizations became increasingly important in the globalizing economy. The European Union, which originally had six nations as members when it was created in the late 1950s, now had 15 nations, 11 of which had adopted the euro as the common currency. The European Union provides free travel, free trade, and a common market to its members. Another trading bloc that impacted globalization was OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. OPEC was established in 1960 to raise global oil prices. The members of OPEC used their economic power to place an embargo on oil to the United States. However, by the 1990s, overproduction and dissension caused their influence to decrease. Globalization also brought about increased cultural interactions and communication. Increased cultural interactions led to Americanization, the export of the American culture, and the homogenization of other cultures. America had become one of the most influential civilizations in the modern era, and still is one of the most influential civilizations of the modern era, replacing local business with popularized Western organization and culture. The increase of globalization also brought about an age of access. People now have simpler access to new forms of technology and communication, leading to a decrease of social, economic, and political isolation. However, despite this increased access, various countries still attempt to enforce restrictions and limitations to the level of access. China, for example, attempts a firewall in order to control the information on the internet. Similarly, countries like Vietnam and many countries in the Middle East, like Syria, attempt to limit the access to foreign servers on their internet. Despite the increase of access to new technologies and new businesses, various world problems still remain. The 20th century brought about a dramatic increase in population. By the mid-20th century, the world population had reached 2.5 billion. And it continued to grow, reaching 6.6 billion by 2005. The population boom brought about various questions about the Earth's ability to sustain such a large population. Although people continue to worry about sustainability, enhancements in agricultural sciences and food production have increased the possibility to sustain a large world population. However, the population pressures that were experienced fueled the start of population control. Many nations instituted family planning policies, the most notable of which was China's one-child policy, which encouraged infanticide and caused a significant decrease in China's growth rate. Despite these pressures, other cultures, such as the Indian culture, still favored large families. The world also faces various environmental issues, including climate change. The increased globalization, urbanization, and agricultural expansion began to threaten the environment and the biodiversity of certain habitats. Many global corporations would exploit the environment of various countries for resources. This practice was especially prevalent in countries with fewer or more lax environmental laws. The increase in gas emissions and coal burning began to contribute to the growing issue of global warming. In 1997, 159 states met in Kyoto to make an effort to reduce ecological degradation by attempting to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. The agreement reached by these states in regards to this ecological effort became known as the Kyoto Protocol. This new era also brought about economic inequalities and labor exploitations. Some people believe the poverty found in various countries worldwide was caused by being exploited by wealthier countries and businesses for resources. The impoverished countries have become susceptible to malnutrition and environmental degradation, along with becoming economically dependent on the countries that exploit them. Although slavery had been abolished worldwide by the 1960s, forced labor still continued throughout the world. In South and Southeast Asia, child labor has become a common practice. Human trafficking also has become widespread. The victims of human trafficking are mostly girls and women who are promised opportunities for work. However, rather than obtaining the work they desire, these victims are usually sold into the sex industry. Disease also contribute to the global problems of this age. As of now, many epidemics are under control. Smallpox and diphtheria have been eradicated, and the last major epidemic to occur was in 1919. However, in 1981, the HIV/AIDS virus was identified in San Francisco. By 2008, there were 33.4 million people living with AIDS worldwide, 22.4 million of which lived in sub-Saharan Africa. In Africa, since very few people can afford treatment, the virus has caused threats to the social and economic security of that society. In the era of technology and advancement, terrorism has become a weapon for those out of power. Terrorism is defined as deliberate violence against civilians in order to advance a political or ideological cause. Although rarely successful, global terrorism has gained much attention, especially after September 11, 2001. The terrorist organization Al-Qaeda proclaimed jihad, or holy war, due to the presence of the United States and Saudi Arabia. This holy war led to a coordinated attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The increase of global problems and the inability of national governments to solve these problems brought about the creation of international organizations. International organizations and non-governmental organizations have provided a way to cope with the increased global problems. The Red Cross was formed as an international humanitarian agency in 1964. The United Nations, another international organization, was created in order to maintain peace and security following World War II. Although it is not able to completely prevent wars, nor legislate, the United Nations still has international influence and has demonstrated success in the fields of health and education, aiding in the eradication of smallpox, a decrease in child mortality, and an increase in female literacy. These international organizations also brought attention to human rights. The concept of crimes against humanity was established following the Nuremberg trials of the Nazis. The UN created a Universal Declaration of Human Rights in which slavery, torture, and discrimination are prohibited. After World War II, the status for women greatly changed within industrial states. Feminism and the search for equal rights surged as women demanded full equality and access to education and employment. By 1964, discrimination based on sex or race was prohibited within the United States. However, this did not extend towards other regions of the world. In China, although the communist state improved the legal status of women, women had not yet obtained full social equality. Furthermore, after the one-child policy was instituted, infanticide and the abandonment of baby girls was common. Throughout the rest of the world, the rights of women remain restricted. In Muslim and Arab societies, women are about twice as likely as men to be illiterate, while in India, about 75% of women are illiterate and confined to their homes. In India, dowry deaths have become a common event, while the burning of wives became prevalent in Pakistan. Despite these inequalities, women are still able to obtain roles of leadership. In India, Indira Gandhi became an effective political leader, while in Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto also became a political leader. In 1994, Chandrika Kumaratunga became the first female president of Sri Lanka. The achievements of women were recognized by the UN in 1975 when the Decade of Women was declared. Migration also plays a huge role in the modern era. Not only did migration increase population, but it also increased the diversity throughout the world. After the period of industrialization, internal migration from rural to urban areas increased. Although a great majority of the population of Western societies are urban, the transition from a rural area to an urban area remained difficult. Many of the migrants were crowded into slums at the edge of the cities. External migration also increased greatly during this age. Many of the migrants were fleeing from war, persecution, or searching for opportunities such as jobs or a better lifestyle. Western Europe received 13 million migrants who served as guest workers after 1960. Meanwhile, the United States has received 10 million migrants over the same time span. The use of migrant labor is also seen in oil-producing countries, where foreigners make up over half of the workforce. Transient migration, another form of migration, accounts for the mass tourism throughout the world. Tourism, an activity previously only available to the rich, has become accessible to much of the working class. Leisure travel and tourism has become another form of consumption and the largest industry on the planet. Tourism allows people to explore the cultural differences and traditions within an area while enabling the revival and transformation of various indigenous cultures, thus acting as a globalizing force. The changes that the world has experienced throughout history have allowed it to evolve into the large, interconnected society we enjoy today. Until next time, this has been Mr. Jeffrion's World History Podcast.